News in brief at Press TV, Israel's chief of staff, Benny Gantz, and his American counterpart, General Martin Dempsey, have discussed the possibility of security cooperation between Tel Aviv and the Persian Gulf Arab states. The possibilities include intelligence sharing, joint counterterrorism exercises, and a joint Israeli-Saudi training of Syria militants. A new study has found that the American security firm RSA adopted two encryption tools made by the U.S. National Security Agency for spying purposes. It also shows the NSA was able to infiltrate the company's weak security systems more than previously believed. The official death toll from a huge landslide in the U.S. state of Washington has risen to 24. Medical officials say 17 of these victims have been identified. There are still 22 people missing. Meantime, the estimated financial losses have reached $10 million. Russia's UN mission has slammed a UN meeting on the human rights and media freedom in Crimea and its breakaway from Ukraine. It says the region is now a Russian territory and no longer an issue on the Security Council's agenda. The meeting was boycotted by Russia, China, and Rwanda. Israel has seized 300,000 square meters of land in the city of Nablus, north of the West Bank, for its illegal settlements. Now, the seizure orders have been issued to Palestinians near the village of Jalut. The area will be used for a Jewish cemetery, school, and farm. Czech investigators say the explosion that killed the Palestinian ambassador to Prague at his embassy complex was not caused by a booby-trapped safe as previously believed. However, they say the cause of the January blast that killed Jamala Jamal is still unknown. Police say they need more time to complete the probe. The U.S. made free Israeli-American spy Jonathan Pollard in return for Tel Aviv's release of a fourth group of Palestinian prisoners. Then, as part of a possible deal, the Palestinian Authority in Israel would agree to a U.S. proposal to extend the so-called peace talks beyond the April 29th deadline. The IAEA chief, Yukio Amano, says Israel is an important partner for the UN Nuclear Agency. In a meeting with Israeli President Shimon Peres, Amano, however, failed to reflect international worries about Israel's nuclear arsenal. Israel doesn't allow international inspectors to visit its nuclear weapons facilities.